Shalom Aleichem, welcome to this shir in Lakutei Sichis, Chelek Yudalid, Parshas Nitzavim, Sicha Aleph. This is the Iyun shir. My name is Shalom Kesselman. And as it is the Iyun shir, we're not going to learn the Sicha. I'm assuming that whoever's listening to this shir already learned the Sicha. And we're here to learn something a little bit extra, something a little bit deeper, that maybe did not arise from learning the Sicha Bepashtus. So the Sicha is based on a Rashi in our Parsha, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav. Pasuk says, V'hivdilei Hashem l'ro'o mikol shifte Yisrael, k'chol olei sabris haksuva ba'sefer ha'toyra hazeh. So Rashi stells sich on the words haksuva ba'sefer ha'toyra hazeh, and he says, "Lamaila hu oimer ba'sefer ha'toyra hazois." Lamaila means in last week's parsha, Parshas Kisavoy, Perek Chavches Pasuk Samach Aleph. There, the lashon is ba'sefer ha'toyra hazois, and here it's ba'sefer ha'toyra hazeh. So, why is there this difference? So Rashi explains, "Hazois lashon akeva musav al ha'toyra." When it says there in Parshas Kisavoy, ba'sefer ha'toyra hazois, there the word hazois is going on the word hatoira, and since toira is lashon akeva, so it says hazois lashon akeva, and hazeh lashon zocher musav ala sefer. In our parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, where it says basefer hatoira hazeh, there hazeh is going on the word sefer, and sefer is lashon zocher, so it says hazeh lashon zocher. Val yedei pisuk hataimim hei nechlokim l'shtei l'shaynus. Through the differences in the trop, in the Taimei HaMikro, that's what makes the difference between these two psukim. Beparshas HaKlolois HaTibcho Nesuno Tachas BaSefer. Parshas Kisovo, in Parshas, the Parsha of the Klolos, the Tibcho is under the word BaSefer. And therefore, VaHatoira HaZois Tzvukim Zeh L'Zeh. The words HaToira HaZois are attached to each other. And lekach omer hazois. So therefore it says hazois. Since hazois is attached to hatoira, toira is lashon akeva, so it says hazois lashon akeva. So that's in Parshas Kisavoy. Vekan hatibcha nesuno tachas hatoira. Whereas in our parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, the tibcha is under the word hatoira. So it's basefer hatoira, pause, and then hazeh. Nimsa Sefer HaToyra Dvukim Zelazeh, comes out that Sefer and HaToyra are attached to each other, and the Fichach Loshen Zohar Neufel Achrav, and therefore what comes after the word Zeh is Loshen Zohar Shaloshen Neufel Ala Sefer, because it's referring back to the Sefer. So that's the Rashi. So the Sicha explains the Rashi. We're not going to get into the explanation. We're going to be focusing in this Shir on the Yena Shel Toyra. The only thing which we have to take from the Sicha, which is relevant to the Yena Shel Toyra, is that of these two words, Sefer and Toyra, the word Sefer refers to Toyra Shebichsav, that which is explicitly written in the Toyra, and that's the word Sefer, and the word Toyra refers to that which is learnt out of the Toyra. It's maybe not written clearly, but it's learnt out from the Torah, al derech Torah shebal peh, which everything that's in Torah shebal peh is merumas in Torah shebichsav, but tzoni merumas, and Torah shebal peh is mayrich to say a lot more than what's written beferish in Torah shebichsav. So that's the word hatorah. Hatorah is the arichus and the pirush, which is not explicitly found in the Torah. It's the Torah Shebal Peh, and Sefer is Torah Shebichsav, and based on this, the Sikh explains why in Parshas Kisavoy it's one way, and Parshas Nitzavim it's the other way. But now we come to the Yena Shel Toyra. So here the Rebbe explains that even though there are different Chalokim to Torah, this Torah Shebichsav and this Torah Shebal Peh, and in Torah itself, there is things that are called kalois and mitzvahs that are chamurois. We have all these chilukim and distinctions within Torah. But nevertheless, al pi ha'emes, al pi Torah, We're not supposed to be mechalik between one section in Torah and another. We're supposed to view the Torah as Torah achas, and we're supposed to view everything in Torah as being equal. It's the same. As it says, Lo yitehe yoshev v'shoykel mitzvaseho shel Torah, and v'vizor b'mitzvah kalak v'achamura, person is not supposed to stay shmuazu noah, shmuazu einu noah. So this is an attitude that one is supposed to have in Torah, that not to be mechalek between one chelek of Torah to another chelek in Torah, to see everything as the same. He says even Masha Talmud Vosik Osid L'Chadish, even that is on the same footing as anything else in Torah. And we're supposed to view everything in Torah as being the Ratzon of Hashem, Ratzon Poshut. And Mitzad Ratzon Poshut, everything is the same. It's no chilukim. And since we know that it says im b'chukosai teilechu v'nasati gishmeichem be'itom, that bracha in this world is dependent on our being mekayim the Torah mitzvahs, so therefore it's understood that this attitude of not being mechalik between different parts of the Torah, since that is an inyan amiti in Torah, that itself brings bracha. But chas v'shalom, when a person does not have this attitude, when a person is mafrid and mechalik between one inyan and another inyan in Torah, so then since this is against the Torah, so that brings the hepech habracha. And that's what the pshat, he says, in the Yayin Shel Torah, in Rashi, that in the Parshas HaKlolois, the tipcha is between the words, the tipcha is on the word bas sefer, and it's being mechalik, it's separating between bas sefer and ha-Torah. In other words, since really the way it's supposed to be, Sefer, which is Torah Shebichsav, and Torah, which is Torah Shebal Peh, is supposed to be Torah Achas. It's supposed to be one. It's not supposed to be a Hefzik. It's not supposed to be a Chiluk. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But when we see that there is a Hefzik, when the trop is Basefer, pause, and then HaTorah HaZois, so there's a Chiluk, there's a hefsek between Sefer and Torah, we're being mechalek between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, then this brings Chas V'Shalom to an inyan of Hepech HaBracha, which is why Rashi emphasizes that in the Parsha of the Klolois, it's written in this way, as if to say that this hefsek, this way of wording the Pasuk, Bas Sefer, pause, and then HaTorah, this is what brings to the inyan of Klolois. Then he goes on to say that what's the siba for this pirud? What causes a person to have this attitude of pirud, to be mechalik between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? The siba is, I'm going to do it inside, v'asiba lepirud hanal hu she'ein nirgash etzli ha'pchine da'asher lo'y kosu ba'sefer ha'Torah hazos. It's because the person is not margish the bechina of asher lo'y kosu ba'sefer ha'Torah hazos. Emphasis on the word lo'y kosu, which is the beginning of that pasuk in Parshas Kisavi. Gam kol choli v'chol mako asher loy kosu ba'sefer ha'Torah hazois. So the way the Rebbe is learning in Yayin Shel Torah, that loy kosuv is the b'china of mesiras nefesh v'kabbalah soil. That loy kosuv represents the level of mesiras nefesh and kabbalah soil. Why? Shehein l'maylo loy kosuv mei ha'avoyda ha'mufureshes u'muzberes b'ta'ameho B'Torah Shebichsav B'Sefer, B'Torah Shebal Peh HaTorah. Because this Darga Mesiras Nefesh and Kabbalah Soil, they are higher than the Avoda, which is Mefurish and explained with its reasons in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Meaning Mesiras Nefesh is on the Darga of Asher Loi Kosov. It's not written in the Torah. So if a person would be margish the bechin of asher loy kosuv v'sefer ha'Torah hazois, if a person is holding by this darg of mesiras nefesh and kabbalah soil, then obviously the Torah would be a Torah achas. There wouldn't be any chilukim. There wouldn't be pirud. But the siba for the pirud is that he's not. It's she'ein nirgash etzloi the bechin of asher loy kosuv. The bechin of asher loy kosuv is the bechin of mesiras nefesh and kabbalah soil. Why is Mesiras Nefesh and Kabbalah Soil the b'china of Loi Kosuv? To say the Lashon, because it's Loi Kosuv, it's not written, in the Torah. Shein the maila may ha avoida hamafureshes umusberes betameha beterish bechsa beterish balpe. It is Mesiras Nefesh and Kabbalah Soil is higher, it's loikosuv, it's higher than the avoida which is otherwise explained and found in Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpe. So we're going to focus on this idea. What's the pshat that the b'china of Mesiras Nefesh is loikosuv, is not written in the Torah? L'chayra, what do you mean? The inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is beferish written in the Torah. It's in Torah shebichsav, and certainly it's in Torah shebalpe. There's many, many sugyas in Shas that deal with the inyan of the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, and when you have a chiyuv to be Mesiras Nefesh. So the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is it's mefurish and it's muzber l'chayra in Torah shebichsav even, and even in Torah shebalpe. So what pshat here in the Sicha, that the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is loikosu b'sefer ha-Torah hazois, that the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is not found, so to speak, in Torah shebichsav and in Torah shebalpe. And the Lashon here in the Sicha is a very interesting Lashon. You can see that the Rebbe is kind of threading a needle, but it's not a galata Lashon. We need to understand what's the pshat in this, that Mesiras Nefesh is considered loy kosov ba-sefer ha-Torah hazos. So there's a Ha'ara here, Ha'ara 18. And in Ha'ara 18, we have Samara Makoimus, Re'ei Torah Oyer Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, it's one Maramakim. Then look at the Torah of Ayikra, Daf Dalar Amud Beis, another Maramakim. See Shari Oira, Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, Va'oid. And then he says, Re'ei look at the Sichas, Chelik Yud Beis, Amud 212 Eilach. So let's take a look at these Maramakimus, see what the Rebbe says there in the Kotei Sichas, Chelik Yud Beis, and come back to our Sicha and look at this Lashon and see what's going on. So there in the Kotei Sichas, Chelik Yud Beis, they bring actually from the Shuli HaGilyon. I guess the Rebbe wrote this as a Shuli HaGilyon in Sefer HaMamorim Tovshin Tes, there in a Maimer. And it's brought here in the Kotei Sichas, Chelek Yud Beis. So in that Maimer in Tovshin Tes, the Friedrich Rebbe said as follows, that Leinemer Inyan HaMesiras Nefesh Mefurish B'Torah Shebichsav, that the Inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is not explicit in Torah Shebichsav, Liyo is Torah Shebichsav Yibichinas Chochma. Because Torah Shebichsav is the Bichin of Chochma, Mesiras Nefesh is the Chechef of Chochma, Mesiras Nefesh is higher than Chochma, and therefore the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, he says in that Maimer in Tovshin Tes, the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is not Mefurish in Torah Shebichsav. So the Rebbe says, L'chayra tzarech iyun gadol. What does this mean that Mesiras Nefesh is not Mefurish but Torah Shebichsav? What do you mean? Tzarech iyun gadol. Dari Mesiras Nefesh al kiddush Hashem hi mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah. The inyan of Mesiras Nefesh al kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah. And it's learned from the pasuk v'nikdashti b'soich bnei Yisrael. It's part of the cheshbon of the tayag mitzvahs. All the money ha-mitzvahs counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam, the smag, the chinuch. So Mesiras Nefesh is beferush mefurush in Torah Shebichsav. The pasuk v'nikdashti b'soich bnei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah. So what does the Friedrich Rebbe mean in that maimer that the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is not mefurush b'Torah Shebichsav? So first he entertains a hava mina that maybe that maimer is going lefi das harayim mehemne, that the harayim mehemne, which is the Zoyar, explains the pasuk of nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael to be a mitzvah pekudado lekacheli b'chol yoima. Basically, it's the mitzvah of saying kedusha every day. So maybe according to the harayim mehemne, if nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael means to say kedusha every day, and then according to the Raya Mehemna, the Pasuk doesn't mean the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of Mesiras Nefesh, and maybe the Maimer is speaking according to this this opinion of the Raya Mehemna. But he's shoydled this with Kamba Vakamarayas, that even the Raya Mehemna is not saying that the only pshat of a Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael is the mitzvah of saying Kedusha every day. Of course, the Raya Mehemna also agrees that the Nikdashti is a mitzvah first and foremost of Mesiras Nefesh, of Kiddush Hashem. Nor, but then it's also contains another prat, the inyan of saying Kedusha. But L'chol Hadeis V'Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael is the pasuk of Mesiras Nefesh. It's a mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore, he's asking Tzorchi and Godel, how can we say in this Maimer in Tovshin Tes that Mesiras Nefesh is not Mefurish B'Torah Shebichsav? Okay, so he goes on there to point out that there is in Torah Oyer, Dibur HaMaschil Chayiv Inish, which is Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, which, to remind you, is one of the Mara Mekoymas in our Sikha. And there it says, the Alter Rebbe says, there the Lashon is, V'lochi Loiniskar B'Torah Tam Al Mesiras Nefesh. So the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe is not that the Indian of Mesiras Nefesh is not found in the Torah, rather, Loiniskar B'Torah Tam Al Mesiras Nefesh. Okay? Likewise, in the Kutta Torah, Parshas Vayikra, on the Bira V'Loi Sashbis, which that is also the second Maram Mokum in our Sikha, Vayikra, the Kutta Torah Vayikra, Daftal Ramad Beis, there also the Lashon is similar, that, like Niskar B'Torah Tam Al Mesiras Nefesh. So the Rebbe says that, that maybe that is understood, because that Lashon is only saying that the Tam is not written in the Torah, but the mitzvah itself is written in the Torah. So the Lashon, the Kutta Torah, and Torah Or would be understood. However, that wouldn't explain the Lashon in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer in Tovshin Tes, where it says that the Inyan of Mesiras Nefesh itself is not Mefurish B'Torah Shebichsav. And likewise, he also brings from Shari Oira, but there it says, L'zois ein Mesiras Nefesh nichtav b'Torah b'shem tzivui, which is the third Maram Makim in our Ha'orah, in our Sikha. And also he brings from Yechayeinu Miyamayim Ranat, that b'Torah lo nemar tzivui yam Mesiras Nefesh, li'yois kerai samechach manafkes. So it turns out that actually we have in Chassidus different Lashonos. The Alter Rebbe in two places uses the Lashon Loinitzker B'Torah Ta'am Al Mesiras Nefesh. That's easier to understand. But we have the Lashon in Shari Oira and in Ranat and in the Maimer in Tovshin Tes, where there it says Loinitzker B'Torah Inyan Al Mesiras Nefesh. That the very Inyan Al Mesiras Nefesh itself, not just the Ta'am, but the Inyan Al Mesiras Nefesh itself is not written in the Torah, because Torah is Chachma and Mesiras Nefesh is higher than Chachma. And this is the Tzorach Iyun Gadol. How can we say this when the Chayra Mesiras Nefesh is written in the Torah? He doesn't ask it Klar, but also the Chayra, he's asking, why is there these different Lashonos in Chassidus itself? So the Rebbe goes on to say, V'lochei nirali dine b'mesiras nefesh v'mitzvus b'chlal yeshna matzivui v'tam matzivui. That when it comes to Mesiras Nefesh, this is again in L'kotei Sichas Chaylek Yud Beis, page 213, that in Mesiras Nefesh and Mitzvahs Bichlal, there is the mitzvah and the tam, tzivui, and there's the tam atzivui. Uveshneim nishtanis mitzvahs Mesiras Nefesh mishar ha-mitzvahs. And in both of these inyonim, in the tzivui and the tam atzivui, we find that in the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, it is a difference to all the other mitzvahs. Firstly, hatam al mesiras nefesh loy nemar klal loy betanach veloy beshas. Taking the Rebbe's word for it, when it comes to the tam for mesiras nefesh, the tam for mesiras nefesh is not found anywhere in Torah, not in Tanach, Torah shebichsav, and not in Shas, not in Torah shebalpeh. So as far as the tam, all other mitzvahs, any other mitzvah, most of the other mitzvahs, all of the other mitzvahs, there is a tam that's given for the mitzvah. Maybe the tam is in Torah Shebichsav, maybe the tam is given in Torah Shebalpeh, but somewhere in Torah we can find a tam for all of the other mitzvahs. But Mesiras Nefesh is unique. Mesiras Nefesh is different. That nowhere in Torah, loy betanach veloy beshas, nowhere do we find that there's a tam given for the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh. And then also, hatzivui amesiras nefesh leinemer b'Torah Shebichsav kitzivui mefurosh. Elo kesipur inyan sheyovi b'derech memeila. And when it comes to the Etzem mitzvah, there's also a difference. All of the other mitzvahs, the pasuk which teaches the mitzvah is written in the language of a commandment. It's said in the language of a tzivui. Do this, don't do this, etc. But when it comes to the mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh, which is the pasuk of Anikdashti, the pasuk of Anikdashti is not written. The language of the pasuk is not a language of a tzivui. It's actually the language of a sipur dvarim. The Torah is telling what's going to happen. So yes, v'nikdashti is a mitzvah, but it's not written. The language of the Torah isn't "you should be mekadesh shem shamayim." It's not written in the language of a tzivui. It's written in the language of a sipur dvarim. So over Torah, overlook at the Torah mefarish shinui horishon. So this is the two different lashonos in chassidus. In Torah, overlook at the Torah, where he says, Lainiska b'Torah tam al mesiras nefesh, there he's explaining the first difference, that when it comes to the tam, by any other mitzvah, there's a tam, somewhere in Torah. But by mesiras nefesh, there's no tam, nowhere. Not in Tanakh, not in Shas, there's no tam. How come? So he explains, that's Torah, Oyra, Lakuta Torah. And in Shari Oyra, and Yechayenu Miyamayim, and in Tavshin Tes, there they're explaining the second difference, that in the Etzem Tzivui, all other mitzvahs are written b'loshen mitzvah, are written b'loshen tzivui. Whereas the mitzvah of Nikdashti of Mesiras Nefesh is not written, the language of the pasuk isn't a loshen tzivui, rather it's a loshen of a sipur dvarim. How come? So they explain, because Torah is the darg of Chachma, and Mesiras Nefesh is l'mayla min ha-chachma, and therefore it cannot be written in Torah in the language of a tzivui. That's the first explanation that he gives there in Chelek Yud Beis, page 212 and 213. So, there's a second explanation, which we're going to come back to soon, but now let's go back to our Ha'orah and to our paragraph. So, these are the Marmakayimus again that he brings in our Sikha, Chelek Yudalud, Itzavim, Ha'orah 18, he brings Torah Oy, he brings the Kut Torah. Again, in those two places, it says the Lashon L'nitzkar b'Torah tam al Mesiras Nefesh. He also brings Shari Oira. In Shari Oira, it says the Lashon Ein Mesiras Nefesh nichtav b'Torah at all. And I look at the Sichas Chelek Yud Beis, Omer 212. So now we know that what's the Pshat in all of these Mara Makaymas, that the tam of Mesiras Nefesh is not found anywhere in Torah. Not in Tanakh and not in Shas, not in Tershe B'Chsav and not in Tershe B'Alpeh. The Tam is nowhere, as explained in Torah Oyer L'Kut Torah. And even the Etzem Mitzvah is also not written in the Torah B'Loshen Tzivui. Rather, it's written in the Torah B'Loshen Sipur Dvar. Now, let's read the Loshen of the paragraph inside of the Sikha. And we'll see how the Loshen is Meduyik. Again, going back to our Sikha, what's the cause for this Pirut? When a person is mafrid between Sefer and Torah, between Tershe B'Chsav and Tershe B'Alpeh, She'ei nirgash etzli ha'b'chinada she'loi kosu ba'sefer ha'Torah. It's because the person is not margish the b'china of she'loi kosu ba'sefer ha'Torah, which is b'chinas ha'mesiras nefesh v'kabbalah so'ol, she'ein l'maylo loi kosu v'meho avoidu ha'mefureshes u'muzberes b'tahameho b'Tershe B'Chsav ba'sefer and v'tereshe b'alpeh ha'Torah. So clearly the Sikha wants to say that asher loy kosuv, what makes Mesiras Nefesh loy kosuv, is not only that it's not found in Tereshe B'Chsav, but it's asher loy kosuv ba'sefer ha'Torah hazois. Mesiras Nefesh is loy kosuv even in Tereshe B'alpeh. So in what way is Mesiras Nefesh loy kosuv even in Tereshe B'alpeh? We asked before, what do you mean? Tereshe B'alpeh, that's molly sugyas that talk about Mesiras Nefesh. So now we understand. Yes, the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh is mefurish in Torah Shebal Peh, but the tam is not. So that's the lashon of the Sikha. Shein lemaila meha avoidam mefureshes umuzberes betahameho b'Torah Shebichsav b'sefer b'Torah Shebal Peh ha'Torah. And by the way, this lashon, if you look in the Hagois of the Sikha, this is a lashon that Rebbe was magia. The original Sikha didn't say this lashon. These words umuzberes betahameho were not found in the original Hanacha. And in the Hagois, the Rebbe added these words, Muzberes b'tahameho, amongst other Shinuyim. Why? Because that's the key. To say that Mesiras Nefesh is like Kosov. But Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh, you can't say that. That is Kosov. But it's like Kosov in the sense that it's not Muzberes B'tahameho. That unique prat that we said before. That all other mitzvahs, there is a tam somewhere in Torah. But Mesiras Nefesh, there's no tam even in Torah Shebapeh. So that makes it loy kosuv, even in Teresha Balpeh. And in Teresha Bichsav, it's even less kosuv, because even though it's written v'nikdashti, but as we said, v'nikdashti is not b'loshen sivui, v'nikdashti is b'loshen sipur dvorim. So therefore, the union of Mesiras Nefesh is loy kosuv in Teresha Bichsav, on one level, because in Teresha Bichsav, even the mitzvah isn't b'loshen sivui, the mitzvah is b'loshen sipur dvorim. And that's also, Mesiras Nefesh is also like Kosov in Teresha Baal Peh. Because even though Teresha Baal Peh speaks about Mesiras Nefesh, but it doesn't explain the timing of Mesiras Nefesh like it does by other mitzvahs. So that makes Mesiras Nefesh, the Bechin of Asher Loi Kosov, Sai in Teresha Bechsav, it's like Kosov, and Sai in Teresha Baal Peh, it's like Kosov, each one the Fi in Yonah. That's the Pshat in the paragraph and in the Har. Let's go back to the Techelik Yud Beis. And look at the second. There's a second beer there in that shtickle. This I'll say outside. Basically, the Rebbe wants to say there that Behektim two other questions. That in Chassidus it explains that Mesiras Nefesh is not like Torah mitzvahs, because Torah mitzvahs are al pi tam v'das, and Mesiras Nefesh is lemaila mitam v'das. Mesiras Nefesh comes from the Etzem HaNesham. So, according to that, it should be poshut that Mesiras Nefesh would not apply to Bnei Noach. Because Meila mitzvahs, which are all pi tam v'das, we can understand, maybe that is a shaykhus to Bnei Noach. But the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, which is Lamaila mitam v'das, comes from the Etzem HaNefesh, how could that have a shaykhus to Bnei Noach? So he doesn't understand, Oy Bazoi, why is there a sugi in Shas in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara is wondering whether the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is shaykh to a Ben Noach. L'chayra, what's the kasha? What's the shayla? Of course not. And furthermore, according to Rashi, it's an ibaya d'lo yifshita, meaning the Gemara doesn't even come to a conclusion. It leaves it as an open ended question. Maybe Mesiras Nefesh applies to a Ben Noach, but al pi chassidus, if Mesiras Nefesh is the Maila Mitam Vidas, it's on the Etzem HaNefesh, how could there even be a Havamina? How could you even have a discussion as to whether it should apply to a Ben Noach? It's one question. Another question, also based on this, that Mesiras Nefesh is the Maila Mitam Vidas, comes from the Etzem HaNefesh, so it would come out that when the Torah tells us to do mitzvahs, that in itself would not require Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Since the mitzvahs are al pi tam v'das, and Mesiras Nefesh is inyan of lamayla mitam v'das, when the Torah said do mitzvahs, the Torah was saying do mitzvahs al pi tam v'das. So that wouldn't require us to go on Mesiras Nefesh. And the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh was given as an additional mitzvah, so to speak. However, from the Rambam is mashma that actually no. If not for the pasuk v'chai bohem, all mitzvahs we would have to have Mesiras Nefesh for. Meaning, according to the Rambam, al pi pashtus, when the Torah said, do a mitzvah, any mitzvah, eat kosher, put on tefillin, any mitzvah that the Torah gave us, the mitzvah is ad Mesiras Nefesh. The mitzvah is yarig val yavar. And it's the pasuk of v'chai bohem, which is a special limud, no. V'chai bohem v'lo yishayomus bohem, that we're not supposed to have Mesiras Nefesh for most of the mitzvahs. So, it's not understood. This is the second question. If Mesiras Nefesh, again, if Torah mitzvahs bechlal is the level of tam v'das, al pi tam v'das, and Mesiras Nefesh is l'mayla mitam v'das, so that would mean that al pi pashtus, taking everything out of the equation, when the Torah gave us mitzvahs, we should not have to have Mesiras Nefesh for those mitzvahs. So why does the Rambam say that if not for the pasuk of v'chai bohem, we would have to have Mesiras Nefesh? So because of these two questions, the Rebbe says, V'lochen nirli d'yesh b'Mesiras Nefesh shnei inyanim. There's two inyanim in Mesiras Nefesh. Mashi prat b'mitzvah sacheres, and then mashi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Meaning, there is a mitzvah like avodah zarah, gilah arayos, shefichas damim. These mitzvahs are yarag val yaver. So we can understand that the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is not its own mitzvah. The inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is a prat in these mitzvahs, meaning that the mitzvah of avodah zarah, gilah arayos, and shefichas damim require that we should be mekayim them ad kedei Mesiras Nefesh. So it's a prat within the mitzvahs of gilah arayos, shefichas damim, and avodah zarah. It's not a separate mitzvah. So that's one inyan in Mesiras Nefesh. That Mesiras Nefesh is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a prat within those mitzvahs about which we say Yarag Val Yaver. And then Beis, there's a second inyan in Mesiras Nefesh, Mashi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, for Mesiras Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem. And this could be even not for these Gimel Averis, like the Gemara says in the Matis of Arkas of the Mesano, or there's another halacha, like the Saper Imoy Me'achayre HaGeder, or even in the case of Avodah Zarah and Gilah Arayos Mamish, even there, besides for the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, which is within the mitzvah itself, there's also a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzma for Mesiras Nefesh. He says, an afkimina could be the bracha of Lekadosh Moy Barabim. If Mesiras Nefesh is only a prat in the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah and Gilah Arayos, so when a person goes on Mesiras Nefesh, he's not being mekayim a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He's being mekayim a mitzvah of Gilah Arayos and Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah, which require him to go ad Mesiras Nefesh. So he wouldn't make the bracha of Lekadosh Moy Barabim. Whereas if there's a mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, then he's being mekayim a mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, so he makes a bracha of Lekadosh Moy Barabim. Okay, that's the arichus is there in the sicha. So this explains the two questions that we asked there. When Chassidus says that the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is higher than Tam V'Das, and the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh is from the Etzem HaNefesh, Chassidus is talking about Mesiras Nefesh al Tamitzah B'fnei Atzma. Mesiras Nefesh al Tamitzah B'fnei Atzma, that's already L'mayla Mitam V'Das, that's got to do with the Etzem HaNefesh, and that a guy has no Shaychus to, obviously. And there's a Sugi in Shas, where the Gemara is Mefalpil, whether a guy has an inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. There the Gemara is referring to the first inyan in Mesiras Nefesh, the way it's a prat within the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah and Gilah Arayos and Shvichas Damim. And since Avodah Zarah, Gilah Arayos and Shvichas Damim mitzat themselves are mitzvahs that are al pi tam v'das, and the goyim have a shaychus to those mitzvahs, so the Gemara is mefalpel, it's choyker, whether or not a goy has to have Mesiras Nefesh for those mitzvahs. But not Mesiras Nefesh al tam mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but Mesiras Nefesh as it is a prat within those mitzvahs. And it also answers the second question. When the Rambam says that if not for V'chai Bohem, we would have a mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh on all mitzvahs, that would be not Mesiras Nefesh al mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That would be the Mesiras Nefesh as a prat within every mitzvah. Every mitzvah would require ad kedei Mesiras Nefesh. And that's in al pitam v'das. The mitzvah is al pitam v'das, and the mitzvah goes all the way. But when Chassidus says that Mesiras Nefesh is an inyan which is lamayla mitam v'das, and that's got to do with the etzem ha-nefesh, we're not dealing with the Mesiras Nefesh as it's a prat within another mitzvah. We're dealing with Mesiras Nefesh as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, which that is a Mesiras Nefesh al mitzvah b'fnei atzma is lamayla mitam v'das. And with this, we could explain the question that he's dealing with there, and also in our sicha, which is how could it say in Chassidus that Mesiras Nefesh is not mentioned in the Torah. L'chayra, Mesiras Nefesh is mentioned in the Torah. So this is the Rebbe's second answer. That the Mesiras Nefesh, which is mentioned in the Torah, is only the Mesiras Nefesh, which is a prat within the other mitzvahs. That an Avodah Zarah, Gilah Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, a person has a chiyuv to be Meisar Nefesh. But it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael is just teaching me that those mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, Gilah Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, those mitzvahs, you have to be mekayim ad kedei Mesiras Nefesh, but it's a prat within those mitzvahs. And when Chassidus says that lo nizkar b'Torah, the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, that the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh is not mentioned in the Torah, Chassidus is talking about the Mesiras Nefesh al tam mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Al tam mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that tak is not mentioned in the Torah, because that's l'mayla min ha-Torah. Torah is chachma, Mesiras Nefesh is higher than that. And that would be another answer to explain that discrepancy between what it says in Chassidus and what we find in the Torah. As far as this biur working in our sicha, our sicha says again that Mesiras Nefesh is the darga of Asher Loi Kosuv, because it's lemaylo mehavoda meforeshes umusberes betahameha b'teresh b'chsav and teresh b'alpeh. So we could say the second biur also, that why is Mesiras Nefesh Loi Kosuv? Because whatever is kosov in the Torah Shebichsav, at least, whatever is kosov in the Torah Shebichsav, is not Mesiras Nefesh, Alta Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. That's only Mesiras Nefesh as a prat within other mitzvahs. But Mesiras Nefesh, Alta Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, that's Taka Loi Nisker B'Torah. That's not Mefurish in Torah. Because that's higher than Torah. That's the Dargav Asher Loi Kosov. And that's what it takes for a person has to be holding by that kind of Mesiras Nefesh, Taka to not be mechalik between different parts of Torah, that everything in Torah should be equal, and with this it's explained, hopefully, this prat in the sicha. Yashakayach.